trying to go Ryan.
Yeah, does it just take one shot downfield that's successful to get the confidence back in the downfield passing game at this point?
It's just getting into a rhythm. And, you know, something we've lacked in the last couple of games. You know, Buffalo, New England, we scored quick, but we couldn't find a consistent seed throughout the whole game. And that's something we're striving for. Obviously, you know, I think there's potential. I believe there's potential. It's just a matter of, you know, executing.
Do you feel like the pass game is getting a little, I guess, less aggressive? That seems to be, in the last couple of games, that seems to be kind of the perception.
It's just how the game pans out. And obviously, you know, we haven't gotten to a rhythm. Once you get into a rhythm, you get more opportunities to take those shots. They set up better, and that's something we just got to work on.
Even Elway came out yesterday and said that Tim's just got to kind of go through it mentally and pull the trigger. What do you think about that?
I mean, he speaks for himself. Obviously, you know, we all are accountable for our jobs, and you know, as receivers, we got to be in the right position at the right time. And you know, everybody's got to trust one another that we're going to do our job. And once you get to that level, and once you're starting to, you know, feel confident, get a rhythm, it all clicks for you.
Do you think part of that pull the trigger mentality, though, is the turnovers recently? I mean, you're obviously going to be a little more hesitant when there's been the turnovers to cut it loose and start whipping the ball around a little bit.
Right. I think still, like I said, it comes down to finding your rhythm in the first half. You know, we started good in a couple of games with a score the first drive, but it's, you know, maintaining that throughout. And that's something we just got to get better at. And I think once you get into a rhythm, everyone gets more confidence. You feel more comfortable. You feel like you're part of the game. And like I said, that's something we're really striving on this week. And everybody's, you know, taking accountable for their job and trying to get better.
Yeah, they're the number one pass defense in the league. So mm-hmm. It's probably one of the more difficult challenges to get that rhythm going, I guess.
It is. You know, they do pose a big challenge. They're a great defense. They're obviously, I think, one of the better or best ones in the NFL. And but, you know, at the same time, we have to take care of what our jobs is and execute our game plan that the coach has set up for us.
They're not going to have Clark, so does that change anything you guys do?
You know, Clark is a good safety, and he does a good job running around back there with Polamalu. So to put a different guy in there, you know, we've seen some film on him. We just got to, you know, like I said, though, take care of what we got to do and execute our job.
Looking at the Buffalo tape, you know, maybe some players said there was kind of pressing in the passing game, maybe in the KC game, too conservative. Is there a happy medium there you guys need to find this weekend?
I think it's hitting some passes to complement the run and back off, you know, the guys in the box, because right now they're loading the boxes and we have to take advantage of that and hit those passes.
Is that maybe a first down thing as well? It really, this team really trends towards the run on first down. Do you like to see maybe some more pass attempts on first down?
You know, I think the biggest thing in this league is to be unpredictable. And, you know, when you're able to pass, run on first down and just get 3-4 yards, get yourself in a second and mid, second and short, you allow yourself more success. And that's something that, you know, like I said, we got to strive on first downs and especially third downs to continue the drives.
Eric, during that winning streak, it seemed like those were the games that everyone's like, the Broncos aren't going to win, the Broncos are going to win. All of a sudden, Kansas City, Buffalo, you're expected to, for your fans. And, you know, is there any part of this team that kind of likes that us against the world mentality that performs well in that?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody in this locker room trusts one another, and the camaraderie is at all-time high. And there's no me guys on this team, and we expect to win. We set the bar high. We had 6 consecutive wins. You know, it's not, you know, always about how you get it done, but it's about the W, and we got to find a way to get that.
I'm sorry, we jumped into you a little bit late. But what's been the message just from the coaches in terms of kind of putting those last 3 weeks behind you guys and really kind of having some fun and getting some excitement towards this game?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, you got to learn from your mistakes and you got to move on. Dwelling on the past isn't going to help you at all. But we also got to make corrections to put set ourselves up for more success. And that's something that I think comes with practice and comes with confidence. And, you know, the coach has done a good job installing that confidence in the young guys, because we do have a lot of young guys on this team.
Thanks, man.
Yep.